The Grand Ole Opry Theater proudly presents
Coronography
Kung Pao Episode 2 The Continuing Adventures of the Kung Pao Buckaroos.
The three cowboys needed a place to bed down for the night.
So I suggested the establishment of Miss Kitty May.
Or she may not.
A former love.
And a woman of questionable repute.
So they walked into the saloon and asked for Miss Kitty.
And just then they heard a voice say,
Hi, boys. You looking for these?
And the littlest cowboy turned around to see two huge 38s pointed right in his face.
Jimmy, you can't say that.
What? She had huge guns. Smith & Wesson revolvers. Oh, boy, were they loaded.
Oh, brother.
She's aiming them right at us.
Softer, George. It's more effective.
She's aiming them right at us.
Everybody duck.
Not you, Jimmy. You stand up normal.
They dropped the money they owed her, and she bent over to pick it up.
And oh, that moon was beautiful.
Now, Jimmy, you can't say that.
Out the window, I couldn't see it till then, George.
Oh.
There were mountains in the way.
Coronography.
You guys are gonna get in trouble for this.
That woman sure chaps my...
Ask her out then.
I think he's got a little thing for her, George.
Louder, Bill. It's more effective.
I think he's got a little thing for her, George.
It's not that little.
That was worth the trip over here. All right, Jimmy, let's get serious now. So the little cowboy was trying not to act too excited.
But when I look at a woman that beautiful, it's hard.
Jimmy!
What? It's very difficult.
I hope they're not recording this.
Yeah.
Coronography.
And I said, cowgirl, how'd you like a little cowpoke?
Here we go.
Need a little buckaroo?
In your dreams, short barrel.
Bum chicka bow wow.
Oh my God.
So the kung poo buck. Kung poo! So the kung pao buckaroos rode off into the sunset.
Tune in next time for more action and romance.
Yeah.
Softer, George. It's more effective.
Yeah. Oh.